This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. An officer who placed a handcuffed woman in a police car that was parked on train tracks will not serve jail time. Former Fort Lupton officer Jordan Steinke had placed a handcuffed 20-year-old woman inside a parked police Platteville police car on train tracks. The car was then hit by a train. The victim, Yereni Rios Gonzalez, was severely injured but survived. Steinke was convicted of reckless endangerment and assault. A judge sentenced her to 30 months of supervised probation. The large mountain towering over Denver has a new name, Mount Blue Sky. The U.S. Board on Geographic Names chose the new name for Mount Evans this afternoon. It removes the name of John Evans, the controversial governor of Colorado Territory who set the Sand Creek Massacre of Native Americans in motion in 1864. Signs and maps will be changing in the coming months. Colorado's one step closer to releasing wolves. That's after the federal government gave the initial go-ahead to its management plan today. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The state must meet a voter-approved deadline to release wolves by the end of the year. To move ahead, it needs a special permit to manage the predators under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. The federal government now has released a draft approval of that permit. It expects a final version to move ahead in a couple months. That would give Colorado the authority to kill wolves threatening livestock or game populations. Wildlife officers say that's necessary to manage conflict and ensure long-term success. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Jury selection started today for the first of three scheduled trials for the officers and paramedics accused in the death of Elijah McClain. The trial begins Monday. This is CPR News.